Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
My next guest on Open House concludes our Faith in Hollywood series we've brought you over the last 3 weeks, and she's had more careers than most of us could possibly fathom. Kathleen Cook has been a teacher, a businesswoman. She's now an award-winning Hollywood actress, writer, speaker, vice president of Cook Pictures, and director of the West Coast Hollywood chapter of Christian Women in Media Association. Kathleen acknowledges she's an overachiever. And one of her great missions is to encourage people with Christian faith in the media and entertainment sectors. I say, well done. Kathleen Cook, welcome to Open House.
Well, thank you so much for being here. It's such a pleasure to be in Australia and to be a part of this conference and a part of your radio program today.
Great to have you with us. Thanks so much, Kathleen. Your drive and your passion stems from a number of factors from your early years, and you lived in Las Vegas.
Yes, I grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada. My parents moved to Las Vegas in 1949. My father was a basketball coach and was recruited to be the first ever Las Vegas high school basketball coach. In fact, he still owns the record there of winning more high school state championships than any other high school basketball coach. So he's still got a little bit of a legacy that I'm still very proud of. My mother was a stay-at-home mom for a number of years and then eventually went into real estate. But it was an interesting city growing up. I had my best friend growing up was a her father was a professional gambler. So she would literally come to high school with a beat-up Volkswagen or a brand-new Thunderbird, whether or not he was winning or losing. So it was an interesting environment to be growing up in.
You say it was transient and also shallow there.
Yes, it was transient. Vegas is known for a community of let's make it make money quick. There was no real depth in a lot of relationships. People were there for themselves. The suicide rate continues to be one of the highest rates or places in the country for suicide. People come and they win or lose, and when they lose, they tend to take drastic means to themselves. It's an interesting community.
And in your family, you also knew hard stuff in your early life.
Yes. We were not a family that had perfect upbringing or a perfect family. I had a brother who passed away. He was a year older than I was, born without a valve in his heart, and was one of the first recipients of a pig valve as a baby. And he was only supposed to live 6 months, and he lived to be about six and a half. And there was tragedy in my early life growing up there as well.
Kathleen, how did all that influence you as you grew, as your character continued to grow, would you say?
This was back in the 60s and 70s. There weren't a lot of psychologists that you would go to or people that you had around you to talk to. You kind of had to figure all this out on your own. And of course, growing up in a family, too, where you had parents that were grieving over the loss of this child, you tended to want to have to fix it. At least that was my initial reaction. I wanted to fix everything for them and become that perfect child for them, which is impossible to do. My brother, who was 6 years older than I was, had an older brother, was almost 12, and he was getting ready to go through a little part of his teenage years, which tend to make you a little angry. And so he kind of got angry at God over the fact that his brother had passed away. I, on the other hand, wanted to go at it and try to fix it for my parents and become a perfect child. And so in doing that, a lot of the choices I made then later on in life were a reflection of that.
Was that faith in God a significant part of your family?
Yes. My father and mother had been born and raised in Catholic homes all their life, but had never really experienced a personal relationship with God or Jesus in their life. They had been raised in the traditions of the church. To me nowadays, I call it a notional Christian, having a notion of what it is to really have a relationship with God, but not really knowing Him. With these kind of tragedies, with isolation that my parents and my mother especially felt as a young mother in a small desert community in Las Vegas at the time, needing to have connection and have a relationship, that became something that she began to search for. And God provided for that with a neighbor that lived next door to her and was able to lead her into a personal relationship, a more meaningful faith relationship that she was able to grow within her life, and then pass on to us as her children.
How were you as you grew in that kind of environment, both at home and in Las Vegas? How were you able to process that faith in your own life, in your own character?
As a child, you are accepting of where you are, but at the same time, I had this inward desire with me to be creative. So I would come up, I had literally a trash can that I would had full of costumes and old clothes and rummage sales items that my mother had put together for me to become a new character. And I think it was easy for me then to delve into this world of becoming someone else as a child, and that ultimately led probably to my desire to be an actress as well, because I could move and grow and become someone else in another world. An interesting parallel.
Yes. So you desired to be someone else. Was that kind of an escape for you?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yes.
And yet you started as a teacher to please your parents.
Yeah. So my father had been a basketball coach and a teacher, and I thought by going into that profession that I could ultimately please them because I would be, continuing on a profession and a career that was passionate for my father and my mother both. And it was a great career. I felt like it was a one that I could, as a wife and a mother, be able to have a career and manage a home as well and family. And it just seemed like a natural thing to do. But it wasn't what God had for me, and it wasn't a true passion of my own. It was more of a passion to please.
How did you find out what God had destined for you then?
Because I was miserable. I loved teaching.
That's a good reason.
I loved teaching. I loved being with kids, but it never fulfilled that inner part of me that continued to want to be creative and to express myself in the way that God had designed me to be. And when I met my husband and we began having children, and I had taught for about 7 years, we determined that I would stay at home and raise our children, but I got bored very easily and continued to want to delve into, you know, what I really saw as a passion of mine. And my husband, who was so supportive, said, well, go take some classes. Go do what you've always wanted to do. I had grown up as well being a model, doing some modeling, some stage modeling, and some photography modeling, and so I'd had a little bit of taste of what it was like to be in front of a camera or on a stage, and I loved it. And he was encouraging and provided the means for me to be able to take some time away from the family and to really go after what I was passionate about.
Still a very tough business to break into, though.
It is very tough, and it's not any easier these days. It's it gets to be more tough. Estimates tell us that there are about 22,000 college graduates that graduate from colleges every year wanting to move into film and television and entertainment of some kind. And so the competition is huge. And those are the ones with the college degrees. Those aren't the ones that have maybe 2 years of training or just go to some casual schools or some institutes. These are ones with full 4-year college degrees.
So to what do you attribute your breaking into the industry and progressing as you have?
Again, my desire, my passion to work in the industry and to do my work with excellence. I think when you come after your career and what you want to do in your life and you go after it as art with excellence, that God honors that and that the world recognizes that as something being a little bit more special than someone who's going after an acting career because they want to make money at it or because they want to be popular or it's the kind of in thing to do. For me, it was I couldn't do anything else. Once I had was able to progress in the field and gather roles that I enjoyed performing in, I couldn't turn my back on it anymore. It was part of my DNA almost.
Did you become an addict for it?
Yes. And in some degree, that as a Christian and as a woman of faith, you have to kind of pay attention to that because sometimes your passion can overrun your responsibilities in who you are and what God really wants you to do with that passion. And that becomes as much of an addiction as drugs or alcohol or anything else.
So how do you battle that? How do you fight that?
Well,
a work in progress, probably.
Yes, it is. It's a constant. First of all, you just have to be aware of it. Just as well as a drug addict would be aware of taking drugs, or an alcoholic would be getting around too much alcohol. You have to be aware of what your passion is and how it can pull you away from your responsibility to your husband and to your children and to your God and to your own beliefs. And then you ask God to help you through those times of being able to say no. Sometimes it's tough, but you say no to roles, and you say no to travel, and you say no to experiences that seem like they would be fabulous for you, but at the time, you'd have to make those choices, those hard choices.
From the outside, I imagine lots of people would say, what place is there for God in Hollywood? How do you fit that in? What would you say from the inside?
Oh, there's so many wonderful Christians in Hollywood today, men and women who love the Lord and are working toward creating projects and creating roles and doing work that will be impacting the world and our culture. And I'm on a board for a group called the Hollywood Prayer Network, and it matches men and women who are writers, producers, directors, actors in Hollywood who are Christians with others around the world in other cities and other states who want to support and pray for those who are working in the industry, because they realize that the work that we do in Hollywood affects the entire world. We are culture and world changers, and to have men and women who have faith in God and have faith in our world and in God's truth, to be representing the art in that manner that can be portrayed around the world globally instantly is an important thing, and we ought to be supporting those men and women there instead of criticizing them, instead of naysaying them for the types of roles that they may be involved in.
And you say the culture in Hollywood and the culture set by Hollywood around the world is changing?
There is men and women in Hollywood right now who are doing significant things, are making some significant films and television shows that are changing the world. Certainly the Bible series that just came out with Mark Burnett on the History Channel made a huge impact on our culture. The Passion of Christ that Mel Gibson produced several years ago had an effect on our world and culture. And it's those kind of shows, smaller shows like the Blind Side and other shows that have redemptive values within them, and a reflection of God's heart and truth, are important projects that we need to be supporting. You know, as Christians years ago, we were creators of art. Our art permeated the cathedrals and museums today that we go to, and we see beautiful art. We created those arts, and I think God is calling us as Christians to move back into the arts, and because arts is what changes our culture. It's what affects us and moves us around the world globally.
I'm sure you're having a great influence for good in a very significant and very tough industry. Kathleen Cook, I'm so glad you've spared the time for us on Open House. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks again for having me. It's a delight to be here.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.